Mabel Bowden Howard served a number of terms as a city councillor and was also New Zealand's first woman cabinet minister. She was born in Adelaide in 1894, and the family lived mostly in Australia, although sometimes in New Zealand, until her mother's death in 1903. Her father then returned to Christchurch with their daughters. Mabel studied commercial subjects at Christchurch Technical College, and in 1911 she went to work for the Canterbury General Labourers Union. In 1933, she was appointed Secretary of the Union, the first New Zealand woman to be Secretary of a male union. Mabel sat on the Christchurch City Council for many years from 1933 on. But in 1942, she won selection as the Labour candidate for the seat of Christchurch East. In her first 4 years as a backbencher, Mabel Howard frequently addressed topics such as social welfare, rehabilitation of servicemen and servicewomen, and the needs of women generally. She was a particular advocate of consumer protection measures and state-paid domestic help for mothers, especially those in rural areas. She was an early parliamentary advocate of equal pay for women. Mabel Howard was made a cabinet minister in 1947. Appointed Minister of Health and Minister in charge of child welfare, she was the country's first woman cabinet minister. As a high-profile and sometimes flamboyant minister, using her 4-foot-11-inch stature and rotund shape to advantage, Mabel Howard brought a much-needed splash of colour to an increasingly tired Labour cabinet. Labour returned to office in 1957 and Mabel Howard became Minister of Social Security, Minister in charge of the welfare of women and children, and Minister in charge of the Child Welfare Department. Only after the Labour Party introduced a mandatory retirement age did she stand down in 1969.